My name's Thomas Cox, and in this video, I'm going to tell you how in the last 10 years, I've taken my net worth from about $100,000 to multiple seven figures without selling a business or inheriting any money or hitting the lottery. So in this video, I'm going to break down exactly how I invest our money and the strategy I use to build long-term wealth. I follow a simple system that's been developed over many years. And if you're starting out or you've already got a big portfolio, stick around to the end because I'm going to share you a deal that really went bad that if you listen, you won't make the same mistake I did. So what we do is we have this three bucket investment strategy. I break my investments into these three different buckets. Now, these three names are copyrighted, so just make sure you don't steal them. So the first one is short term. Pretty original, huh? Next one is medium term, and the third one is long term. So I tried to make this as simple as possible. Each serves a different purpose. And when you take all three of them in together, they create a balanced wealth building. And I hate to say the word machine, but like it's just a machine that just consistently rolls. Okay. So let's talk about the first one. So the first one is short-term investments. Now these investments are 1 to 24 months. So, you know, a month or even a week sometimes to 2 years. And that's about 20-ish percent of my portfolio. And those numbers go down. Okay. So these are high return investments that turn over quickly. Most of these are loans. So here's the key with all this. You need collateral or first lien position with any of these loans when you're lending money. So let me go through a deal that we just did. Okay. So let me give you an example. We loaned out $175,000 at 17.5% for 7 months to a house flipper. Okay. Now, how do you meet house flippers? So let me stop here. The best way to meet house flippers is to create relationships with real estate agents. There's so many real estate agents that are in your area, wherever it is that you are. Get with those agents and take them to coffee, take them to lunch, take them to breakfast, spend some time with them, look them in the eyes and say, hey, do you know anybody that for a living, they flip homes or they do something like that where they're buying a home, fixing it up and selling it. Anybody like that? You may talk to 10 agents and meet one. So let me give you an example. I met a guy named Joey. Joey's a great friend of mine. He's a real estate agent, does a wonderful job. And I asked him that question and he finally said, yeah, I got this guy and he does it. So I met with this guy. Met him. It took me 2 months to get a meeting with the guy. I sat down and had lunch with him. It felt like it went great. We go on, 3 or 4 weeks pass, nothing. I finally get in touch with him. He's like, yeah, man, we'll keep you in mind next time we do a deal. Nothing. 2 months later, he calls me out of the blue and says, hey, I got a deal. You want to fund it? And that was it. Now, this guy does 25 or 30 homes a year. He's dealing up to 40 sometimes, as little as 20. Okay. So that's how you find these guys. It's work. It's not going to happen overnight. But what we do is we loan them money. We give them a higher interest rate than normal, but simply because the money's fast and this is the relationship we have. We always trust that we have to trust these people first. Okay. So that's how we find house flippers. The next one is I invested $50,000 in a land subdivide. They take a lot of acres, 200 to 300 acres, and they divided it down into 2-acre plots. I made about 24% in about, 12 to 15 months. Not bad at all. Okay. Now the biggest mistake and the biggest problem that people have and they make in these short-term investing is they jump into deals with no exit plan. So how am I going to invest my money, then how am I going to make my money? That's how you lose money with not having an exit plan. And in short-term and medium-term deals, always protect the downside, meaning you need collateral. If something goes wrong, you need to have something of value that's securing your money. Example is the $175,000 deal. I was the mortgage. I was the bank on that. So if he left, I had that. Okay. If you want to know more about how these short-term deals work, let me know. I'll plan to talk in a lot more detail. This could be a 10 or 15 minute video just in itself. All right, next, let's talk about medium-term investments. Now, these terms are 2 to 5 years typically. Now, this is only about a 10-ish percent portion of my portfolio simply because these deals are a little bit harder to find. Now, these deals include equity deals where I'm a part owner in a business or in acquisitions or syndications. The key here is knowing exactly how the business is going to make money before you invest. So you got to understand and know these deals. You got to understand, like Warren Buffett says, how does the business make money? You need to understand that. So I recently invested in $100,000 in a roofing roll-up. So what they're doing is they're going to buy these small businesses and they're going to build out the business. They're going to have a bunch of them. And then they're going to sell that conglomerate of businesses to private equity. Okay. That's a 3 or 4 or 5 year play. Now, here's the thing. I could make 4 times my money. So I could put in 100 and make 400 and have that much. Next is syndications. So here's what a syndication is. A syndication is where you put money into, let's just say the most popular syndications these days are multifamily. You put money in a fund, they go and buy 100 units of multifamily, 200 units, 300 units. You don't get many returns in the first year, but year 3, you get a little bit, year 4, you get a little bit of money back, but year 5-ish, They sell the property to somebody else. They make money. Then you get your return back there. So it's a longer hold. Now, here's the thing. You can double, triple, or sometimes quadruple your money in these medium-term investments. So it's not the short, quick money, but it's not the long-haul money. These are great if you're patient. Now, the biggest risk in these medium-term investments is, again, not having an exit strategy. In the roofing deal, who are we going to sell to? Now, we've got an avatar of people we want to sell to, but who are we going to sell to? I've learned the hard way that if you don't know where you're going before you get there, you need to have an exit strategy. So if you don't have an exit strategy, you're probably playing with fire. Last thing, long-term investing, 5+ years. This is 70% of my portfolio. And the reason I say that is this is where the real wealth is built. Assets that generate consistent cash flow and appreciate over time. So they're generating money every month and they're getting more valuable over time. Let's talk about how I do this. I'll give you a great example. I buy in the market every month. $2,500 where we sit today, $2,500 a month. It automatically goes out of my checking account, goes to a financial advisor. He takes that and they invest it. I don't pick stocks. I invest in indexes and things like that. It's mindless. I do it every month and I don't even think about it. Okay. The next thing I do is apartments. Now I own 32 apartments. We've bought those over time. So let me give you an example of that. So what we did is in 2017, I spent $80,000. Now here's what I did there that I probably shouldn't have done is I pulled money out of the market and I spent $80,000 and put a down payment on a place that was $560,000. That place is worth $1.1 million right now. All I did was put $80,000 in. And those things appreciate over time. And now let me give you another example of how that's helped in cash flow. So when we went in there, the rent roll was $5,600 a month. Now the rent roll is $9,000 a month. Now, granted, it's 7 years later, but we took the rent roll from $5,600 to $9,000. Not only has the property increased in value, but the cash flow has increased as well. So if you can have an asset that will increase in cash flow and increase in value, that's where you can make money. And again, this is a long-term hold. I don't have to do that at all. Apartments don't pay my power bill every month. They don't, okay? But what I do is I keep investing in that every month. And then also, we buy more apartments. So we bought a 10 unit when we first bought it, and then we bought a 12 unit, and then I bought another 10 units. So we've owned 32 units right now. Again, these things aren't making us money over time, but what they're doing is they're creating wealth for the long term. But where do you get the money to do these things? That is the biggest question. I get asked all the time, Thomas, we just made some money. What do I need to do? So here's where you can get the money to fund these things. First way is IBC, infinite banking. If you've listened to us at any length of time, you understand that we are huge proponents of infinite banking. This is where safe money resides. I can't afford to lose this money, but I've got it there if I need it at any point. What I can do is I can borrow from that stash and use it for a number of different things. Now, here's what I do. I use a lot of my IBC money for the short-term stuff, okay? I put a lot of savings into the IBC policy and then borrow it whenever I need it. The key is my money is still compounding in the IBC policy. So it's working in the IBC policy, but it's also working when I'm doing a short-term deal. So IBC policy is where I get a lot of our money. The next place is the liquidity access line. So what is that? So as I said, we've been investing in the market since I was 18. I'm 44 as I sit here today. So whatever that number is in the market, minus retirement accounts, I can borrow up to 70%. So let's use a round number. Say there's $1 million in a stock account. I can borrow up to $700,000 of that portfolio's value, okay? I can use that money in and out just like my IBC. I use this money for short-term and medium-term deals because I know that I'm gonna get the money back in a short amount of time and I can put it back in there. As long as the return exceeds the borrowing rate, it's free leverage. That's the thing. So if I'm borrowed at 5% from my LAL, but I'm making 10, there's a 5% spread there, okay? The best way to generate wealth is to take the profits from your business and use them to expand your wealth in other areas. I learned this from Grant Cardone years ago. So many people see Grant Cardone as a real estate mogul. He owns billions of dollars of real estate. But here's the thing. Grant built his business on a sales company. He took the profits from his sales company. He reinvested that money into real estate because that real estate dollar will continue to grow. Yes, reinvest your business money, the profits. Now, obviously, you got to grow your business, but reinvest those business dollars into something that's going to have long-term wealth. Okay. So we've got our short-term bucket, we've got our medium-term bucket, and we've got our long-term bucket. Having a strategy that can use all three of those buckets is extremely, extremely wise so that I'm not all have all my quote eggs in one basket. Okay. Let's talk about the biggest mistake that we've made. A deal I should have avoided. Okay. I loaned a guy $135,000 on a house flip. Here's the key. I was what they call second position. So I was a secondary loan. Huge mistake. I still haven't gotten my money back from back, and I think it's probably a Ponzi scheme. So anytime you're in second position, you really have no leverage. You're just loaning the guy and praying to the good Lord in heaven that you get the money back. That's the biggest mistake I made. Didn't check the title work. It's a whole mess. So here's the thing. Don't loan money in second position. Never do that. If you can take anything from this video, that's the one thing you need to learn. If you're loaning somebody money, always be first position. Have that collateral in case something happens. So how do you apply this? To build wealth, you need a system. Mine is simple. Mine's not the only way. Automate long-term investments. Leverage short-term deals for higher returns. Invest in businesses with clear exit strategies. Never invest in something you don't understand. If you can't make sense of it, like I'm gonna give you a great example. I don't understand crypto. I don't invest in crypto. There's a lot of people making a lot of money. Okay, a lot of people. I don't understand it, so I don't invest there. Understand what you're investing in so that you know what the exit strategy is, but you also know how is that business making money. Hey, if this has helped you, like, hit the like button, subscribe to us, and let me know in the comments which part you want me to go deeper into. I'd love to hear from you. Thanks, guys.